As you may have heard, Fonterra has posted a profit of $659 million as restructuring, improved sales and margins helped it recover from the previous year's massive loss. Fonterra's chief executive, Miles Hurrell, has said that the result reflects strong milk prices as well as the drastic measures the cooperative had been forced to take last year. That includes selling overseas assets and shutting down some underperforming plants and cutting debt and reducing its costs. Well, joining us now for his reaction to the news is Northland dairy farmer Evan Smith. He breeds Jersey cows. Hi there, Evan.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you for taking some time out of your day today. How are things on your farm today?
It's actually good. We're getting a little bit of rain. We're very, very dry here after the wet winter we had. And just getting a little bit of rain today, which is ideal for because we've had to regrass after the flood. So, yeah, a bit of rain's ideal.
Whereabouts are you?
Half an hour north of Whangarei at Hukurunui.
Hukurunui, and that's, I've got here, top end of Hikarangi Swamp?
Yes, and then we're just on the right on the top end of edge of the State Highway 1.
So is flooding an ongoing problem for you?
Yes, we farm on the top end of Hikarangi Swamp, and yes, we do get flooding from time to time. But it's still incredibly good land, very fertile land, grows a lot of grass.
How many
can keep the water off it.
Yeah, how many cows have you got?
We're milking about 290 this year.
Okay. And I was keen when I heard the news this morning on the radio to sort of get a bit of a farmer's perspective on things because Fonterra issues their own sort of statement. So I guess what was your reaction to those results announced today?
Oh, look, I was extremely pleased. They've made a huge turnaround. They've made done some drastic cuts and made some really great inroads into our finances and get us back on track again. We sure needed it. We were, miles out of tune previously, but it had to be done. And really, when we look at it and take it all into account, they've reduced our debt quite dramatically. The payout to me is quite good considering the last quarter of our year sales was actually through a pandemic and a season where a big part of the country was hit by a drought. So in actual fact, I think they've done quite well.
Is it difficult when so many of the things which impact how much money you make are out of your control, namely overseas markets?
Yeah, it's difficult. We're actually price takers. We just have to take what's given to us at the end, basically, when you look at it. And, it is frustrating. For over the years, we could see that they were doing things wrong earlier on under the previous management. They were doing things wrong and very, very frustrating. You can jump up and down all you like, but it doesn't seem to make a difference. But the new management in there now have done an incredibly good job.
Are you feeling optimistic about the business then?
Yes. We've always been, dairy farming's always been a reasonably good business to be in. And it's a food industry and people still need to eat. And regardless of whatever happens, our product, we do produce some very, very good products and they are sought after worldwide, so that's a big plus.
Heard the mention of dividend today. I think it was 5 cents a share or something. Does that mean much to you?
Yes, it does. I'm a little disappointed that it's only 5 cents, but as I mentioned before, they've reduced the debt. And they did come out earlier on in the year and say that we have to reduce debt and it was going to be at the cost of the dividend. So we were sort of expecting that, but good to see in their budgeting forecast for next season, the share revenue is going to be up quite dramatically on that, which is where it should be, actually.
It's a very, very tough summer you had in terms of a lack of rain, but it sounds to me like you may have got through it.
Yes, it was a tough year, extremely dry year. Probably one of the driest I've ever farmed through, and I've been farming for 40-odd years in the same place, 42 years. And, yes, it was a tough year to get through. But we're very fortunate nowadays that there is, we have more tools in our toolbox than we had when I first got started farming. And like the palm kernel and some of these other soybean hulls and DDG and Brol, those sort of things, and managing to be able to cart in silage from other places. And also we grow very good crops of maize ourselves. And that all those sort of things all help you get through the sort of the situation we're in.
How are you feeling about the coming 12 months?
Yeah, I'm quite optimistic, actually, because even though we've had a third of our farm out with flooding since July, as I said, those tools in our toolbox that we've managed to use, we're 15% ahead. We have regrassed in the last week, so I can sort of see this rain we're getting today going to set us up going forward. And yeah, I'm actually quite optimistic. The long range forecast is nowhere near as dry as it was other years, so all those sort of things all help in keeping quite an optimistic forecast.
And you sure do feel it when things are tough. Are you going to remind yourself to pat yourself on the back or perhaps have a drink to celebrate this Fonterra result today?
Yes, I think we probably will tonight, yeah.
Great. How are you doing with staff? Do you need many staff and are there many around?
Look, staff is an issue with this global pandemic. A lot of people, we're getting a lot of overseas people wanting to work here and work on our farms, and that's a bit of an issue for a lot of people. But personally for ourselves, but fortunate, I've a family work on farm with us. So, that's what we can manage and get through.
Yeah, you haven't had people from other industries start knocking on your door yet?
No, not yet. No.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on the show today and your busy day. Evan Smith, nice to talk to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
And that's Evan, a dairy farmer in just north of Whangarei, with his reaction to those Fonterra results announced today.